Sweetheart, baby, baby, it's okay. It's okay. Just breathe. Just breathe. You're okay. I've got you. Look at me. I told you I wasn't going anywhere. I was just getting some water.
No. No, 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 no.
I know that there's a part of your mind that is telling you that there's no way I still love you like I did before last night, and that I'm going to leave. But that part of your head needs to hear me when I say that you are mine. Don't look away. I'm not done. You're mine to love, to hold, and to protect. And that means in both the great times and when you're at your lowest. Hey, look at me. It's okay for you to still be sad and need to cry. It's okay that this is happening. You're not in trouble. You're not making anyone angry or upset. So, hey, why do you keep hiding your beautiful eyes from me? Disappointed? Sweetheart, I don't know how to be disappointed in you, no matter what you do. Even what you're about to do last night, it will never, ever be, I'm disappointed in you. It will always be, hold on to me. I'll help you. Stop. You know that's not true. I know it breaks my heart when you say that you don't deserve my help, my care, or my love. It hurts my heart to know that you don't think you've ever been or ever will be good enough. Because it's not true, sweetheart, and it never will be. I love you with all of my heart. I know I may have failed to show that recently, and I'm sorry that it got to be this bad. No, don't you dare. You are not allowed to take the blame for this. You always do that, baby. And I know that it's how you were treated growing up, but that does not mean that it's how I want to treat you. It's not always your fault, and this world would definitely not be better without you. You do so many wonderful things for so many people, yet you're constantly blinded by the tiny mistakes you make doing them. This is not me chewing you out or trying to guilt you. It's just me telling you how I feel. I've been doing it all night while you were sleeping. Yes, I was up all night. I couldn't really sleep when my whole world nearly ended last night. I held you close to me all night long and took some time to think. To think about how I could have done certain things differently. How others could have done things differently. I thought about what you told me last night and how I never want to let you around those people again. But most of all, I thought about how to tell you this next part. Sweetheart, stay with me. I'm not leaving. I'm not upset. But I do need to tell you something. Baby, you need to go to a therapist. No. I'm not sending you away. We can find one close by. Sweetheart, please, just let me talk for a minute. Last night, I walked into our kitchen and found you on the floor, shaking. When I looked into your eyes, I saw fear. I saw despair. But what hurt the most to see were the scars of damage done long ago that are still not healed. I know that you've been taught that going to a professional for these things makes you weak, but that's absolutely not true. I know you're scared, and I understand why. But I swear to you that you won't go through it alone. I'm not going to force you to go, but I really think you should, and I'll do whatever you need to help. If you need me to come with you, I'll wait patiently for you. If you need me to be a comfort when you get home, I'll be sitting there with the biggest, tightest hugs in the whole world you'll ever need. I'll be whatever you need, sweetheart. And I'll always be whatever you need. Just please think about it. So, now that I've gotten you all calmed down and hopefully feeling love, are you feeling up to some breakfast? Good. I need to get some food into you. Then we can go do anything you want. As long as it brings a smile to your face. But before we go down, look at me again. I have one more thing to say. I am so proud of you. I really, truly am. I said it before. You're my miracle and the strongest person I know. You keep fighting. You always sacrifice for everyone else. I marvel at how much you've gone through. And yet, still keep going. You're my warrior. And I'm not trying to guilt you, but I'm so glad you're still my warrior. But even warriors need a break sometimes. Just remember that, okay? Remember that it's okay to take a break and ask me to help you. Because you're just too precious to let fall. So, let's go start our day. Give me your hand. Together, we're going to walk out that door and close it. Just like we're closing that door of the past and opening a new one to our lives. Together.